For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. The man accused of starting a massive warehouse fire in Ontario appeared in court yesterday morning, but his preliminary hearing has been pushed back. Chamal Abdulkarim is now scheduled to return to court in June after a judge granted a continuance. Prosecutors say Abdulkarim set the fire at a Kimberly-Clark warehouse in April. They say he destroyed hundreds of millions of dollars in paper products. He has pleaded not guilty to multiple felony arson charges, including aggravated arson due to the scale of the damage. Authorities say he also faces federal charges because the facility was involved in interstate commerce. If convicted, Abdulkarim could face 10 years to life in prison. Chamal's attorney, Matthew Magorian, with the Public Defender's Office, told KVCR the case highlights the role of mental illness. Magorian also urged the public not to reduce the alleged crime to motive alone, and consider the broader context of psychological distress. Investigators allege Abdulkarim was motivated by anti-capitalist views. Many older transgender women informally adopt younger trans people and form a parent-child bond of choice, and this Mother's Day, trans advocates are celebrating the women who care for the whole community. Suzanne Potter with California News Service has more.
Many older transgender women informally adopt younger trans people and form a parent-child bond of choice. This Mother's Day, trans advocates are celebrating the women who care for the whole community. Janetta Johnson is CEO of the Miss Major Alexander L. Lee Black Trans Cultural Center in San Francisco, which runs the Transgender, Gender Variant, and Intersex Justice Project. The program is named after Miss Major Griffin Gracie, who took Janetta under her wing when she wanted to leave a life of drugs and prostitution behind.
I was 30-something years old, and I knew that I could potentially die on the streets. She raised me, made me become an adult, made me find a safe way to live and to love myself.
Miss Major, who passed away last year, was considered the matriarch of the trans community in San Francisco, always ready with a meal or some good advice. The Black Trans Cultural Center lives on, working to create a loving community, support the next generation of leaders, and help people get back on their feet after a period of incarceration. Johnson notes that many trans people become estranged from their family of origin, so on Mother's Day, they honor the elder trans women in their lives.
As mothers and aunties, we always lead with this hope that we can support another queer or trans non-binary person having a better life than we had.
California is home to the largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender population in the U.S., with 2.8 million people, almost 10% of adults. Of that group, about 6% describe themselves as transgender. The Oakland-based Transgender Law Center offers a guide called the Trans Agenda for Liberation, plus community-building programs called Intergenerational Connection and Lifelong Care, and Black Trans Circles. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Remote work has drastically changed California's workforce. That's according to a new report by the Legislative Analyst Office out on Wednesday. Researchers say remote work has leveled off in the years following the pandemic, which indicates it's likely here to stay. Analyst Chas Alamo also says remote work could also mean more challenges for workers looking for employment in California.
For many workers who are Californians or longtime Californians, they might now be competing against a national labor market pool of other candidates in other states for a remote position with a California employer. And that's going to be new competition for many workers.
Alamo also says remote jobs are growing more slowly in California in comparison to other states. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.